Get some Tuesday,
Sarvatavis. Sheer, what is yours?
Marmon Dollars.
Okay. Rabbi Sai. We're up to the sugya Tana Rabban Ketzer B'Kesef Daf Hey Amid Beis. What we're going to do today is I'm going to throw a bunch of things out. We're going to try not to tie up too many things. I'm sure that the Olam Second Seder, because the Rebbeim won't be here, they'll be learning, they'll have time to go through the sugyas themselves. So you could discuss a little bit, you could think a little bit about some of the things we're going to talk about. But today's mainly Ha'ara Day. We'll do a little bit, we'll say some answers, but primarily we're just going to throw out some Ha'aras about what we'll see in the sugya, different interesting things. And hopefully tomorrow we're going to try to make Hashlam on the sugya. Tana Rabbanan Ketzad B'Kesef. Nasan Lo Kesef Oishava Kesef. We know Kesef or Shava Kesef works. What's the Makar that Shava Kesef works? What's the Makar for Shava Kesef? Either Eved Evri or Nezikin or Svara. Thank you, Yoni. There's three possible Makaras that we said. Tosfos says two, and the third one, the other Rishonim said. Akoponim ketzad v'kesef. No son like kesef or shava kesef. V'amar lo harei mekudeshes li, harei at me'ureses li, harei at li le'intu. Harei zu mekudeshes. These three Lashonos are mekudeshes. Rashi says Rashi, harei mekudeshes li, oi, harei at me'ureses li. Rashi's coming to tell us, you don't have to say all three of them. You could say separately. Does everyone have a pen? Have a pen? Moshe, you have a pen? Yes, the lunch. Avi, you have a pen on you? Here you go. So, Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman in the Sefer Kuntrusei Shiurim is Medayik. It seems like from Rashi that one could entertain that maybe you need all three Lashonos of Kedushin. That's fascinating. Why would you need all three Lashonos of Kedushin? Harei Mekudeshes Li, Harei Mekudeshes Li, and Harei Atli Le'intu. Says Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman that really there's three different components to every ishus. Every ishus, there's different components to it. And those three different components are actually manifested in the three different ways that you can be Mekadosh and Isha. What are the three different ways? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. The Yushalmi actually tells us you don't need all three of them together. That means the Yushalmi had a Havamina, you have to do Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. What's the Havamina? Says Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman, the Havamina was that you need to, we said this right when we started, the beginning of this man. That's why I said there's recurring themes here. That you might think that you need to really touch on all three of them. And therefore, I need to do a Maisa for all three. The Yerushalmi says, no, doing one brings the other two. Now, we spoke about similar types of things ourselves. We said that there's a concept called Erusin and another concept called Kiddushin. Remember we spoke about in the Rashi, Rashi says chuppah is kind of beloy erisin, even though the Rashi previously says the chuppah has to be done the same kiddushin. So we said that those are two different things, there's kiddushin and erisin, even though they're somewhat interchangeable. So that's what we're saying over here. There's one thing called arei mekudeshesli, another thing called arei meuresesli, and they're not identical. They both accomplish the same, they bring us to the same result, but each one is addressing a different element of that result. And the third one is Hareat Li Le'intu. Those are the three different things. And he says that, therefore, I would have maybe thought that you need to say all three of them. Kamash Malan, any one of them is enough. Akoponim, the Mishnah says, Ketzad Kesef, Nasan Lo Kesef, Oishava Kesef. Nasan sounds like it's something that was done in the past, which the Oitzim Mefarshei Talmud says, it seems like it's a Lashon of B'di'eved, that it like it happened. Not that you should do it. It should say, Noisen lo kesef or shava kesef. So, he says three pshatim. He says, maybe in Echanami, the Reisha has no need for Noisen, for Nasan, could say Nasan. But the Seifa, which we didn't see yet, the Seifa says, what happens if Nasnahi, the Amrahi, what's going to be the din? No good. Now, is that only no good lechatchila or even b'di'eved? So therefore, it says nasan. Even if you gave it, even b'di'eved, that's no good. But really, noisen luck is really, really lechatchila works. That's his first pshat. That would perhaps make a rebach for us if you look in the Rashi on Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi on Beis Amid Aleph actually quoted this brisa. Rashi diberaschol kesef ishtar says Rashi meforish bebrisa begemara. Where is that? Take a look on Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Daniel, I know you weren't with us then, but you still saw that Rashi. because I'm sure you were at least, yeah. That's the first day of this man. No, it's kesev ishtar. Mefresh bevaisa begemara. Lekamandav heyam in beis. Noisein lo kesev ishove kesev ve'oymar lo. Rashi changes from nasan to noisein. Why does Rashi do that? Our Bais doesn't say noisin, it says nasan. And if you really medayik in the Rashi, you look down further when it comes to bia. Rashi says, "Ba'alav ve'omar hiskachi." Now Rashi changes it back to Omar instead of Oimer. We have different girsas in the Rashi. Maybe there's a different girsa in the Rashi. It's actually Oimer, but Al-Koponim, Rashi changes it to noisin lakesu shakesu ve'omar. Why does Rashi change it? If you the first pshat in the Oitzim Eforshiyat Talmud, it's very good. Because really the Bais should have said noisin ve'omar. Why didn't the Bais do it? Only because of the Seifa. So the Reisha, the right, appropriate thing, if you're just quoting the Reisha, you would write Noisin Ve'omer. That'll be very Gishmak. I'll call upon him. He says another pshat over here, that maybe, because the case is he's Nosan Ve'omer, and the Amira came afterwards. Maybe because the Amira came afterwards, therefore it's only B'di'evet. Really, when's the Amira supposed to come beforehand? Us, nowadays, Masada Kedushin is extremely makbid that the Amira comes before you put it on. You have to first say Arayt Mekudeshes and then put it on. But the Baisa says, Nosan ve'omar. The Baisa doesn't say, Omar ve'nosan. So why does it, that's why it's B'di'evet. B'di'evet, it's okay to say it afterwards. How much afterwards? Anyone know? You could say 2 days later? Toch Kedei Dibur. But that's still B'di'evet, says he brings from some of the Achroidim. Maybe it's still considered B'di'evet because it happened afterwards. The Maisa Rashi says, Noisen Ve'oimer. Rashi also says that you do the Amira. Why does Rashi okay with doing the Amira afterwards? Either Rashi learns that you can do the Amir afterwards. Who said it can't be afterwards? If it's immediately afterwards, Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur. It's mamish like you're doing it at the same time. It's not like you're doing it afterwards. Or Rashi learns the following thing. When the Braisa says, Noisen Ve'oimer, maybe the Braisa says in that order, because what's the ikur way of being Mekadosh and Isha? What's the main thing you're doing? The giving is the main thing. The Amira is kind of like secondary. How are you Mekadosh and Isha? With Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Does it say you're Mekadosh and Isha with Amira? No.
None of them
might work without Amira, but the Amira is secondary. You need a Kesef with Amira. You need a Shtar with Amira. You need a Bia with Amira. But the Amira is a secondary. It's only there in order to somehow assist, maybe, the Kesef, the Shtar, and the Bia. Therefore, it says Kesef, it says Nasan Ve'omar. Not that we're saying that the Amira comes afterwards, but in the order of importance, which is more important, Ari?
Amira.
Which is more important? The Kesef. Because it's Kesef Shtar and Bia. And maybe you need an Amira to help out the Kesef. You need an Amira, we'll have to see where does Amira come from? But that's why maybe we put it secondary, not because we mean to say that that one comes before the other one.
But how can you say something that's involved in every method of Kedushin is secondary?
Because it's just there to somehow, we'll have to see what it's really there for.
How you slice it if you need that.
Correct, that's correct. But you need it, let's say you need it to not qualify to, is the word I'm looking for? To not to qualify, but to clarify. You need the Amir to clarify the Kedushin. In other words, I'll take this for the moment. It's not necessary for sure the Pshat. Here, this is a gift. Now, does that mean we're married?
Obviously not.
Why obviously not?
Because you said it's Matana.
Okay, but if I would just say here, you could have this. Are we married?
Maybe.
Maybe. But why not? Because I didn't say I'm giving him the same Kedushin. But Be'etzem, I need just the Amira to clarify this is a Maisa Kedushin, or else maybe it's just Stam here. So maybe the Amira is just a clarification. Therefore, we consider it secondary. Maybe. We'll see. We're going to see what the Amira is, hopefully. In the Sefer we gave out, the Sefer Biurim Va'aretz, he talks about that. Akoponim, the last pshat that we bring in Rashi, the last we bring over here, why it's Nasan V'Amar, is because he didn't say B'taba'as Zu. Every Masada Kedushin nowadays is Makbid. You say Harea Mekudeshes Li B'Taba'as Zu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Right? We make sure that you say that. Why? Because we want to know what you're getting married with. So it being that in the Braisa it doesn't say that it's B'Taba'as Zu, therefore the Braisa says it's done B'Di'evet. Again, we're going to have a problem with Rashi, because Rashi says Noisein Ve'Oimer. Does Rashi say over there B'Kesef Zeh or B'Taba'as Zu Rashi on the Mishnah? No. Rashi, if you remember, those of us that did the Chazara, by Bia, Rashi says, Iskachili bibiyazu. By Kasavi doesn't say that. And still he says, Noising. So Rashi's clearly only going with the first pshat. We'll have to see exactly what that... if there's makum for the other pshatim over here, in other Rishonim. I'll call upon him. So that's what we started with. It says, Ketzad bekesef. And the Gemara says, Omar ha-reyat mekudeshes li-reyat mu-reses li-reyat li-le-intorizu mekudeshes. Aval hi shenosna ve-amra hi ha-reyni mekudeshes l'cha, ha-reyni mu-reses l'cha, ha-reyni l'cha li-intu, eino mekudeshes. But if she does it, they're not married. Now, the Sefer Shari Shmuas asks, I think, a very compelling question. He says, what in the world does this have to do with kesef? What does this have to do with kesef? The Pasuk says, ki yikach. Ki yikach l'chayra is universal. Is this a kesef thing in particular that we're talking about, the amira about who, if he does it or she does it, or this is all kiddushin has to be done ki yikach ish isha, whether it happens with kesef, whether it happens with shtar, whether it happens with bia. Why is the Gemara, it's really of Tosefta, by the way, stelling this on kesef? Asks Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro in Shari Shmuas. Why is this a kesef sugya? This is a sugya of all kedushins. Does the man do this, the kedushin? Does the woman do the kedushin? We saw that. How does a shtar usually work? Who usually gives the shtar? Who usually, when it comes to a buyer and a seller, who's the one that usually gives the shtar? The buyer gives the shtar to the seller, right? Usually, the seller gives a shtar to the buyer. Usually, the seller gives a shtar to the buyer, and the buyer keeps the shtar. So, in that case, that would mean that over here, the seller, being the isha, should give the shtar to the man. We even saw something mind-boggling that in the Yerushalmi, Shalmi says that the father, in fact, can write the shtar and give it to the husband. Peledik Yerushalmi. Right, we said maybe the makar is from a different hekish, a different makar, a kopanim. That's normal shtar. So what's the but by the girl herself she can't do it because of kiyikach. So this is a sugya also of a shtar. Why is this a sugya for kesef? Why is this a kesef sugya? This is relevant to all different types of kedushin. Bia, maybe it's a little bit less relevant because bia, there's no one. It's not. It goes in both directions. Right, they're doing it together. A kopanim. That's the question that. That Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro asks. Says the Gemara, Maskif lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa frekta kasha. Says Rav Papa, Taima denasan hu v'amar hu, hanasan hu v'amra hi, eino mikudeshes. But it's only because it's nasan hu v'amar hu that the mikudeshes. But if you have anything less than that, it's mashma from the reisha, eino mikudeshes. Ema seifa aval hi shenasna loy va'amra hi v'ave kedushin. Time of the nasni v'amra hi ha nasan hu va'amra hi have kedushin. It's mashma in the seifa. The only reason the nama kedush is because she does both of them. What happens if he does the nasina, she does the amira? It's mashma the arma kedushes. So it seems like there's a stira right here of the reisha. The seifa answers the Gemara. Reisha davka seifa kedinas ba. If a stira reisha to the seifa, says the Gemara Nachanami. The Reisha is Dafka, and the Seifa, it just said it that way, it doesn't really mean it. Ask the Gemara. But Tani Seifa, Mislet, the Sasi or the Reisha? Can you say that the Seifa can say something that's a steward to the Reisha? Elohachi Kamar, answers the Gemara, this is what it is. Nasanhu Vamahu Pshita Davi Kedushin. Nasanhu Vamrahi Nasa Kimisha Nasnahi Vamrahi Vlava Kedushin. Really, the Braisa holds unequivocally. Nasanhu Vamrahi, what's the din? So why does it say in the Sefer Nasni V'Amrahi? What it means to say is Nasanu V'Amrahi is like Nasni V'Amrahi V'lo Havi Kedushin. That's the first answer. Tosis and Bab Metzi asked the following question. Great kasha. And it's a very, very telling kasha. He asked the following thing. Our Gemara is making use of a technique. It's an interesting technique. It's Nasekimi. A Gemara appears to be a stira, a Reisha and a Seifa. The Gemara says, really, the Reisha is Dafka, and the Seifa is Nasa Kimi. It sounds like the Gemara is giving us the insight into a particular technique that is used in Mishnayos. Says the Tosfos in Baba Metzia, and we'll have to see this Tosfos. I believe it's in Amafkin. that I have over there also a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa of a Braisa. And I should, the Gemara does not say Nasa Kimi. That's a great way of answering a stira. I see in our Gemara that you could just do this Nasa Kimi thing. It's like a wild card, right? Really, Reisha's Dafka. What's with the Seifa? Nasa Kimi. So why don't we do that every time we have a stira between a Reisha and a Seifa? This is not the only place in Shas we have a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa. So asks the Tosfos, why over there don't we say Nasa Kimi?
Nasa Kimi has to make sense. You have to have the Seifa is a more
Pasha Din. In Echanami, the Seifa, there's also a more Pasha Din. In that case, Toivi is making a point, but I want to just take part of what Toivi is saying more than the other. Nasa Kimi is not just something that you can just say. It's not like the Lemakanu Lahaba Lemafreya thing that people just, you know, it's Lemakanu Lahaba or Lemafreya. Oh, it's Lemakanu Lahaba Lemafreya. People like to do that. It's like, what does that mean? No one knows. It's just like they say that. You can't just pull it out of your sleeve. It has to make sense. Nasa Kimi. What does that mean? Nasa Kimi has to make sense. So that's something. Taisa seems to be bothered over there. Also, you should be able to say Nasa Kimi. We have to figure out what does the Nasa Kimi mean at all. But one thing's for sure, over here in the Gemara, the first teretz of the Gemara holds, Nasan hu va'amra hi, is what? Eino mekudeshes. And we have to figure out why. Where's the Makar from? Says Rashi. Because it says, ki yikach. You need him to do a kicha. The kicha is the kesef. What's this idea of the Amira Bechlau? Where does Amira come in? What do we need an Amira for? Can they get married without an Amira?
Yeah.
What? So there's a concept called the Sukkum Baisim. You have to see what that is. The Mefarshim actually speak about that.
That's in place of the Amira.
So that's Machloikis. Is that in place of the Amira or not?
So why would someone kill it?
What?
Why would her saying something?
Because here, the Asukin means he's also Isaac Baisinian, maybe. So therefore, he has an Amira. We have to see. That's a big discussion here. That is a very big discussion, Asukin Baisinian, how to deal with it. So maybe Gufa Machlokes Rishonim here, which is as follows. If you look, the Sefer Biyum Va'aris, he brings from the Ran. It's the Ran on Daf Tes. The Ran on Daf Tes says that the Amira and Kedushin is levarer shanasi nohais l'shem kedushin. As I was speaking to Chesky before, if you give someone something, you don't know if that's kedushin or not. Maybe just giving them a gift. How do you know that there's going to be kedushin? The amira is there in order to clarify, in order to define that it's going to be a maisa kedushin. Same thing with bia. Maybe man's boil in isha. Maybe he's just boiling l'shem's nus. Maybe he's just boil because he's l'shem because he wants to be boil her. How do you know this is a bias kedushin? He has to be mefarish it. He has to teach the mice and make it into a B.S. Kedushin. So there, when a man gives an Isha Shtar, maybe also could be. How do you know he's maybe just giving it for her to hold on to it for him? How do you know he's giving it L'Shem Kedushin? So therefore, you need an Amira. However, the Chedushi Arim says that maybe not. And it's Mefurish HaToysis HaRosh here. Just brought the Chedushi Arim because it's in the Biyum Varis and it's hard to photocopy HaToysis HaRosh. He says that it's learned from the Ki Yikach. That you need an Amira. I'm going to read you the Tosfos HaRosh. It's very, very interesting. Listen to the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. The HaRosh says, you know why you need Amira? Everybody said, we're going to need all of these details for tomorrow. All these things are going to come into play, and there's going to be a lot of things that are going to line up with each other. The Tosfos HaRosh says, you need an Amira just like when you buy something. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. Sheyesh loymar. No. That you need amira. Dichsiv ki yikach ish. Shekol halakicha yasa ish. I'm sorry. Okay. Is this it? No, this is read. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. I apologize. Here it is. Nasanu v'amrihi lo'ayv kedushin. Why? The ki yikach mashma shal yedei diburoi v'nisinasoi loikcha. Through his dibur and his nesina, he's taking her. From the word ki yikach ish. Ki adam haloikeach mekach shekoitzeitz damim v'noisnam. When you buy something, you make up a price. So that's amira. Koitzeitz damim v'noisnam. You make up a price and you give it. So to over here. Through his dibur and his nesina, he takes her. To me, the Tos HaRosh is saying differently than the Ran said. The Ran was saying you just needed to be mefarish that it's l'shem kedushin. Tos HaRosh sounds like he's saying more like kedusha arim, that the pasuk of kiyikach is saying that part of kiyikach is amira and nesina. You need two things. According to the Ran, it's not two things. The whole Amira is just to be Mefarish, the Nesina. The Nesina is what takes her. Ki yikach is ayde kesef. Isha niknes, according to the Ran, kesef shtar ambiyah. That's it. Kesef shtar ambiyah. The Amira is to Mefarish the kesef, Mefarish the shtar, Mefarish the biyah. Mashaykin, according to Tosei Rosh, Isha is niknes for kesef and Amira. Shtar and Amira. Biyah and Amira. Amir is a part of the kinyan. If they all three need Amir, we'll have to see. I'll tell you like an example of one nafkamina, just to try to bring it out. Perhaps the nafkamina is as follows. When a man is Makadosh and Isha, does he have to say I'm being Makadosh you with this kesef? Or does he just have to say I'm being Makadosh you? Hariat Mekudesh Esli B'taba'azu. What does Yosef say? Mekudeshesli. So I think that it's going to depend on these two pshatim that the Biram Varis brings. If the Yisoid of the Amira is to be Mefarish the Kesef, what's the whole point of the Amira? Is to say the Kesef is L'shem Kedushin. I have to say Mekudeshesli B'taba'azu. The whole point is to talk about the Tabas. That's the whole point. I'm saying this Kesef is Kesef Kedushin. This BS Kedushin. So you have to talk about the Kesef or the Bia. But if the point is that you're Mekadosher, with an Amira, I'm saying we're getting married and you're giving her something, just like when a person buys something. So to over here, there's two things. You need an Amira, Xeris HaKosif, that you need Amira and you need also Nesina. So then, maybe the Amira is enough. Mekadoshesli, we're marrying, I'm telling you, I'm speaking out the marriage and I'm doing the marriage. Amira and Nesina. Rashi doesn't make any mention b'chalal of Harei Mekudesh Esli b'taba'azu b'kesef zeh. Maybe you don't need it. Could be a samach like us.
What's the sad here of the Ran and the Tosri Azake? Like, what do they do with the Gemara later on that talks about the proper wording for the Amira?
Because you have to do a pirish. If the pirish is not a good pirish, so then you want to mefarish it.
If I say
to Chesky, take this to be my girlfriend, are we married?
Right. No.
Why not?
Because that doesn't spell Adishas.
Okay, so that's what he's saying. Anything that you say that doesn't spell Adishas is not going to work.
What if it spells Adishas but not well enough?
That's the question. What's the threshold? How much does it have to spell Adishas?
But
how much do we have to know?
I knew what I was trying to accomplish.
So that we have to see that when we get there. If we do know, we don't know. How do we know? If he didn't say it, we believe, we take you on your word. If you say, I want you to be my girlfriend, I want you to be my girlfriend.
But the Amir is not Iker anyways, so...
It's playing hard to get. What?
Could you say a sorry even according to the Tzad that Amira isn't part of the Kedushin?
Yeah.
You could say a sorrow that the fact, I mean, it's a pirish that he has to let her know what's going on. So what is she doing letting him know what's going on? I mean, he's giving the Amira, so he's...
Yeah. So you still, now, according to the Ran, you still need that he's going to do the pirish.
Yeah.
She can't do the pirish because she's still, that's the pirish is still an important detail. But it's just, it's a caveat. But it's still important. We'll have to see exactly, you know, how that works out. But Al-Koponim, what the Mefarshim ask over here is what Toivi brought up, or was brought up. What about the din of, who else was speaking about it? Asukim Baisinyan. You, Avigdor? What? Yoni. What happens the din? What about the din of the Hayimadabri Imal Iske Gitin Vikadushin? Over there, is there a need for an Amir or not? Now, if it's just a question of a Pirish, so you could say over there, we have the Pirish. You don't need a Pirish if it's already, we understand. If I, let's say I give it to you and everyone knows I'm giving Kedushin, maybe you don't need a Pirish, because Akilo, I have a Pirish already. But if it's a din Amira, so what does a Sukkah by Sinyan help? Oh, Shtar might, because it might say it already inside of it, that might be considered the Amira, the Shtar. There's another Shaila, and this is a Shaila, by the way, that I think is very relevant to a lot of times when they, there's a Shaila called Hamoya, they're standing under the Chuppah. She's wearing a very white dress, and he's wearing a very, very white tie. Everyone knows they're doing Kiddushin. Does he have to say Arit Mekudesh Asli? So I think it might depend on these two Pshatim. If you say it's about a Pirish, you don't need a Pirish. Everyone in the world looks and knows exactly what they're doing. If he meets her on the street and he just gives her something, maybe he's just giving her something for Isaiah, you know. But over here, it's clear that they're getting married. But if there's a Din Amira, then you have to do an Amira. We're makbid, very makbid, that the Amira should be done properly, exactly. We have that whole shaila that happens if he messes up on the Amira. He says, Arei Mekudesh Asli, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Like, he just got a little too nervous under the chuppah and said it wrong, right? So do you know, but there's for sure, we know what he wants to say. But maybe still, he didn't say it properly. I'll call upon him. So this is the shaila over here. And the Gemara says in the first Lishna, Nasa Kimi, and it's Enem Kudeshes. Continues the Gemara and says, Iba Yisema. Says the Gemara, Iba Yisema, Nasnu Varmahu, Mekudeshes. Nasnehi Varmahi, Enem Kudeshes. Nasnehu Varmahi, Sveikahi Vichayshinon Midrabono. Second answer to the Gemara is the reason why the Brisa is being, is sending mixed messages is because the Brisa itself is not sure. That's why it sends mixed messages. This I know is Mekudeshes. This I know is not Mekudeshes. In between is gray area. So I tell you what's yes and what's no. You're right. The other thing, it's yes, no. I don't know. Chayshina and Midrabanan. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Tana Seifa Milsa Desasya Lareisha Bitmiya V'chiyamin Mechol Duchta K'din Asma Midid Lo Itzrich L'misnei. So you don't have to write and wrote it anyway. V'tanya B'chdi Yavol Seifa Desasya Lareisha Lo Tani Tana. That we won't say, we won't do K'di. Hachi Kamar Seifa Avol Shina Mimasha Amru K'gon Shinas Nuva Amrohi Nasa Kilo Nas Nahi V'amrohi V'enu Mekudesh Z'v'ina K'yikach Ish Nasan Hu Dami L'K'yikach Ish Amrahi is dami the sikach or silokach ishalish. We'll get back to that. Chashin midrabanan shimba acha v'kidcha. So you get me shneim. Shem aloy ha yeshav ishan kedushin. V'talu v'chalu kedushin sheino. Shem al shal kedushin kedushin. V'lo shal sheini. Places Rashi says we don't know if the kedushin worked, the first one worked or not. Now Rabbi said when we don't know if someone is mekudeshes, if she is mekudeshes and someone lives with her, what's the din? Chayv misa. In other words, you're over an iser d'oraisa. So this is a suffix. D'oraisa. Why does the Gemara say chayshinon midrabanon? Sveikihi v'chayshinon midrabanon. It's a suffix d'oraisa, Yoni. What?
Because of who did the nesina.
But it's a suffix if this works or not. Sveikihi v'chayshinon midrabanon. Why midrabanon? So says the Meiri, this is a makar for Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says something, which many Rishonim argue on the Rambam. The Rambam says, listen, when you have a suffix d'oraisa, what's the din? Says the Rambam, really, really, as far as the Torah is concerned, you could go l'kula. It's a suffix. Suffix d'oraisa l'kula. We are all familiar, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Says the Rambam, that is a d'rabbanan enactment to be machmir on a d'oraisa. The Rabbanan said, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. But and when Moshe gave the Torah on Sinai, and a person had a suffix the next day, what should they do? What would Moshe have told him? Suffix? Lekula. It's only the Chachamim that came along and said, we want you suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. The way we say it is as follows. Suffix d'oraisa l'kula. D'rabbanon l'chumra. Suffix d'rabbanon l'kula. Got it? Savik di'oraisa l'kula. D'rabbanan l'chumra. Savik di'rabbanan l'kula. Why did the Chacham do it that way? It's a whole Shaila, perhaps. But Savik D'Oraisa, Mid'Oraisa L'Kula. That's why the Gemara says, it's a Sveiki V'Chashinon Mid'Rabbanon. It's only Mid'Rabbanon that we're Chayesh. Says the Meiri, as a Makar for the Rambam. Now many Rishonim argue on this Rambam. We're all familiar, Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, and Kipshutai, that's the, it's a Din D'Oraisa that you go L'Chum.
When someone gets married and they say, Harei HaMikdash, that's the Rabbanon?
What do you mean, is that the Rabbanon?
The saying aspect of it.
No, it's the D'Oraisa.
The saying?
100%. 100%. It's the D'Oraisa. Either from Ki Yikach, as the Tosfos HaRosh said, we saw from the Chiddush Arim, or the Ran says, because you have to be mefarish the Nesina. Without it, it's midyaraisa, you're not mekudeshes. That's the shaila. If it's clearly, is that considered to be good enough? But lemaisa, you need the clarification. If you're clear from somewhere else, well, that can be considered my amira or not. But the concept of amira is the
Yeraisa. Miri is not like the Rambam, says not the Rambam?
No, he says the support for the Rambam. It's the makor for the Rambam. Shaila, how are the other Rishonim going to learn the sugya? So the amount of different girsas. What?
Raisa, maybe she could say that. That's good.
Talk
to Rambam. Saying, it's just a saying, the
Raisa
matters, who says it?
Yeah, because we're saying it's Nechlan Kiyikach. Somehow that's going to be. You know, we're saying that includes also the Amira. Somehow. So it seems. What Avi is suggesting is that maybe the whole sugi is only a sugi of a chashash derabanan. Really, you need amira, but if she does the amira, is enough. And therefore, it doesn't sound like there's a derabanan chashash over here. It sounds like it's all d'oraisas. Al kolponim, Tosfos asks a question. There's two more questions which we will ask, and then Beis Hashem b'li neder with Siyata Shemaya tomorrow. We're going to try to answer all the questions. Tosfos says, "What about the din of nasnahi v'amar hu? That's also halfway." We have Nasanhu Vamar Hu Ade Mekudeshes.
Yes.
Nasnahi Vamrahi Ade Mekudeshes. No. Nasanhu Vamrahi. Either the first Pshat in the Gemara is for sure not. Second Pshat Yibay Zema, Suffolk. What about Nasnahi Vamar Hu? Sure. Frech Toysis Akasha. Says Toysis, Hanasanhu Vamrahi, Mashalo Hiskir Klal, Nasnahi Vamar Hu. Why don't we mention that at all? Mishum deloy psikale de pa'ame mekudeshes ba'adam chashiv kid alma lekaman. Says Tosfos, it's loy psikale. What does that mean, it's loy psikale? It's not constant. It's loy psikale. There's no psak on that. Because pa'amim, sometimes it works. So therefore, the Brisa didn't bother talking about it. The Tosfos Rosh explains, the Brisa said, we're not going to talk about this. It's too complicated. That's not for this. It's not for our discussion. We're talking about clear-cut things. Nasanu v'amahu works? Yeah. Yes. All the time?
Yeah.
Yes. Nasanu v'amahu doesn't work?
Correct.
All the time?
Yeah.
What about Nasanu v'amahu? Either it works or it doesn't work. But there's no sometimes. Nasanu v'amahu sometimes works.
What about?
When's the case that it works? Adam Chashuf. So let's place this. Therefore, our Braisa conveniently chose not to talk about it. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that if a woman gives a man a matana and he's an Adam Chashiv, the Gemara talks about the Rishayim, what does it mean, Adam Chashiv? But he's Chashiv enough that he doesn't usually take gifts. If he's willing to take the gift, that for her is considered to be like she actually got something. When taking is giving. She got Hana. So therefore, they can be Mekudeshes. You don't have to just give her. It doesn't have to be give her something tangible. A man can dance in front of a woman and say, listen, you're enjoying watching me dance? We'll be Mekudeshes with that. So you're enjoying taking the Matana. That I'm taking the Matana, we'll be Mekudeshes with that. So therefore, says Tosfos, that's a case of Nasnahi V'amahu. That's Mekudeshes.
The Adam Chashiv responds by saying, Harei Mekudeshes.
He nasan hu nasnahi v'amahu. Yeah.
Yeah. He responds. The gift and says, "Oh."
Yeah. It sounds like he's full of himself, right?
But
it works. What?
It sounds like quite the story. Even if the Gemara doesn't speak it out, there's still mashmas from the Braisa that there's still that stira, the Braisa that we could say that nasna
No, so we're saying the Bais is not talking about it. The Bais is ignoring it. Don't. The Bais is trying to stay away from that. The diuk is only there for nasan hu v'amarhi.
It's not like a diuk. It's just a mashma. It's like it comes out.
We intentionally didn't speak about that. In a chanami, maybe we could have said nasnahi v'amarhu is mekudeshes. Why didn't we say it? Because we didn't want to get involved in that.
The same diuk that you're making that nasanhu v'amarhu is good, so nasanhu v'amarhu.
And again, the same diuk that you're making.
Same diuk that you're making that nasanhu v'amarhu is good.
Nasanhu v'amarhu is not a diuk; it's mefurish.
No, and therefore nasanhu v'amarhu is not good, meaning in the havamina.
Because why else didn't the Bais talk about it?
Because why else didn't the Bais talk about it?
I have a reason why the Bais not talking about the nasanhu v'amarhu. I have a reason because no psika. So we don't want to talk about it. It's not here. We're staying away from that. That is not an option. It doesn't exist in my lexicon.
If the guy's not on the question, then we have a good question.
It's
the
diuk, though.
No, it's not.
Straight out.
No. No.
Works.
No. Let me ask you a question. I say, one is good, two is not. What about one and a half?
It's not one and a half. It's the same two.
Well, what about one? No, it's not. I'll explain to you why. What about one and a half? There's no such thing as one and a half. You can't, we don't talk about Nasni Vamahu. We don't want to talk about it. It's not an option. So don't, the diuk is, why did you say Nasanu Vamahu? Why did you say Nasanu Vamrahi? Why did you say that must be? Nasanu Vamrahi is not Mekudeshes. But if I can't talk about it for some reason, it's not an option.
Why is it not an option?
Because it's Lo Psikale.
There's one case where we find that it will be good. There's still cases that it won't, and the same way you can.
You mean you don't understand Tosfos?
What?
You have a problem with Tosfos. That's what Tosfos is saying. We don't want to talk about it. Because of that one case, we don't want to talk about it. Why do we care about the one case? That's what Tosfos says. Because I have a case where it's going to get confusing, I don't want to talk about it. It's not an option. It's like half. I say, one is good, three is not. I say, one is good, so then obviously two is not. Why do you say three is not? Okay, but what about one is good, and one and a half is not? One and a half is not a number. So, nasnahi v'amahu is not an option. We don't talk about it. It's not part of our lexicon because it's lo psikale. So therefore, that's you can't make that deal. Does that make sense to you? Rabbi Yisai, the Goyim says that the Rambam argues, the Rif, the Rashba, the Rambam, the Rif, the Ram, the Rashba all argue on Tosfos. How could they argue on Tosfos? They're arguing on the din of Adam Chashev. Adam Chashev is a Gemara. What does it mean they're arguing on Tosfos? What is it? He doesn't say where they are. He says the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rashba are all arguing on Tosfos. What do they say? They agree Adam Chashev.
That would be a case of Nasanu v'Amarhu.
Oh, Zok Laser, they hold that that's a case of Nasanu v'Amarhu. Let me ask you a question. Let's say there's a ring on the floor, and the man says, could you pick up the ring and give it to me, please? I'd like to be Mekadeshu. She picks it up and gives it to him, and then he's Mekadeshu. Is that Nasanhu, or that's Nasnahi?
It's Nasanhu, but he's actually giving her something tangible.
So if he dances in front of her, is it Nasanhu? Yeah. Okay, so he's Nasanhu, he's giving her Nana. By her giving him, he's giving her Nana. Why is this called Nasnahi? He's giving her the Hana, straight up. They're not being mekudeshes with the fact that she's giving him. They're being mekudeshes with the fact that he's giving her. So says the Rambam, this is case of Nasanhu. So I disagree with, he disagrees with the way Tosfos is categorizing this.
What are they arguing about?
Oh, what's the Yisrael Machloikas? That we have to think about. That we're going to talk about tomorrow. Another question, Rabbi Yisrael, you ready? Here goes. Nasnahi v'amrahi. What's the din? Nasnahi v'amrahi. Any Mekudeshes? Never? Ever? That's what it looks like. What about by Adam Chashev? Adam Chashev? Nasna he? The Amra he? It should be a Suffolk. It should be a Suffolk. Why?
Yeah, it was
Nasan Hu,
but it was still
Amrahi. Nasan Hu Amrahi is a subic in the Gemara. In the Ibai Seima. According to the Shtakam, it's not a problem, but in the Ibai Seima, where we say it's a Sveika, so once you have a subic, it's a Psika. Sometimes Mekudeshes, sometimes it's a subic Mekudeshes. So therefore.
We're not discussing Adam Kashif here, we're talking about a regular
Tam Kish. Tosfos says, you know why we don't say Nasnahi Vamahu? Because of Adam Kashif is like Psika. Well, guess what? Nas Nehiva Amri is also an Adam Chashav like Psika. So why is Tosfos saying the Bryce is comfortable talking about Nas Nehiva Amrahi? The Bryce is not comfortable talking about Nas Nehiva Amrahu. Nas Nehiva Amrahu, it's because of Adam Chashav like Psika. Guess what? In the case of Nas Nehiva Amrahi, it's also like Psika. This question, my Elter Zeda, or Moshan Palayev, has this question in the Sefer Erech Mishar. So we're going to have three torts into this Kasha, Bez Hashem, with Yat Tishmai tomorrow. Last question, I'm going to say.
According to the Rambam, that it's not a problem of Mepsika, why doesn't the Gemara discuss Mepsika?
Good question. I have to figure out also, how does the Rambam deal with Tosfos Kasha? No, he's asking, why doesn't the Brisa, why don't we talk about it?
From
Kikakish, that we. But so why doesn't it say in the Bais at all? It should say in the Bais, Nas Nahiva Amahu and Mukudashas. Why does it say Nas Nahiva Amahi and Mukudashas? Say Nas Nahiva Amahu.
In the Bais, that's not possible. We don't find the
Pshat
from
Adam Khoshov. Huh?
That's from
Tosis.
Why doesn't that say in the
Bais? Because Tosis says because Lepsikale, but the
Ram doesn't hold the Lepsikale. Yeah, so why doesn't
it say Lepsikale in the Bais?
According to Tosis? Yeah.
Because it's confusing. But this is not confusing. Say Nas Nahiva Amahu and Makudeshas. That's the biggest question. Why didn't you just say that? It's a good question. Last question, Rabbi Yisai. I ask you in the Gemara. Nas Nahiva Amahu Makudeshas or not Makudeshas? Nas Nahiva Amahu Makudeshas or ain't Makudeshas? What? Suffolk. Well, that depends. Lishna Kama. For sure not. Lishna Basra Suffolk. Let's try to do some chazara, my friends. The Gemara says we need Kiikach Ish and we need V'yatzachinam. Itzach Lemichtav V'yatzachinam V'itzach Lemichtav Kiikach Ish. What would be if it only wrote Kiikach Ish? I would think that the Kesef goes to the father, to her. You need V'yatzachinam because it goes to the father. What would be if I only wrote V'yatzachinam?
She could do it.
Rashi learns what does she could do it mean? She could give it. Because once Kesef is of at Ishus, Mali Kesef di day, Mali Kesef di da. Tosis learned, it's just the Amira. So Tosis learns, Vos state in Pasaki Yikach Ish, Nasanhu, Vamrahi, not Mekudeshes. Tosis says, that's what the Gemara is saying. So how does our Gemara have a suffix if Nasanhu, Vamrahi is Mekudeshes? Frek Atzmas Yosef, on Tosis. Rabbi said the Tosis is on the Dalit Amid base. Tosis says that the Gemara says clearly, Heicha diyar va'ihi lididei v'kidashtoi is not mekudeshes. What does that mean? It doesn't mean he actually gave it. If she actually gave it, it's lav dafka. I mean, she said it. So, Amrahi is eina mekudeshes from ki'ikach. So, how can we have it on Gemara? It's suffic. As I fact, the Atzmas Yosef. Peledik Akasha. Obviously, we have a lot of questions. A lot of things that we have to work out. Beis Hashem and Siyata Shemaya tomorrow. We're going to try to use this one machlokes that we spoke about of the nature of the Amira. We're going to use that as much as possible to try to like clarify all these different machlokes and these different ideas. Continue with that, hopefully, tomorrow.